So, over the summer, I worked at FedEx. Not exactly what I expected to be doing, but that's what I did. And I packed up boxes, scanned boxes, called customers, that sort of thing. And during the last 2 weeks that I was there, actually about 2 weeks before I left, the manager, the senior manager of the whole branch, called myself and my two coworkers into her office and begins to scold us about scanning some packages incorrectly. But the kicker is, it was directed mainly at me because the person who did them incorrectly used the scanner that I was logged into that looked like I did it all. And I don't know about you, but I really don't like being accused of things that I didn't do. It's really an unpleasant feeling. And unfortunately, it didn't end there. I, intellectually knew that I hadn't done anything wrong, and I did, explain that to a degree as much as I could, but my own mind was actually against me in this. It was, oftentimes we can accuse ourselves, and the enemy, Satan, can accuse us and say, I had thoughts like maybe you did scan some of them, maybe it is your fault. You didn't tell the new guy the new protocol, so maybe he did it because of you, this is gonna ruin your future, that sort of thing. You've lost friends, you've lost your reputation that you spent so long trying to build, and maybe you're reflecting Christ incorrectly now because have spent all this time building this reputation and trying to be a light for Christ and may tie that to God's name and not your own. But now you've torn that down. And of course, all of these, though they might have had a little bit of truth here and there, were all lies. And I knew it, but I still couldn't keep that from circulating in my mind. And that was the mind state I was actually in when I went to plan this sermon, which is concerning because, that lies and sermons don't mix well together. So, yeah, that doesn't work. So I was sitting there getting ready to plan the sermon. I lay on my bed and I have these thoughts. Can't stop. Even though I knew that know they're lies. They're not even important or serious, really. In the grand scheme of things, the job at FedEx is over. It doesn't really have any bearing on my future or anything. So in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter. So, of course, in that moment, I had temptation towards worldly coping mechanisms. I could have gone to the internet, could have, gone on a Netflix binge, could have, sometimes people procrastinate because of, not wanting to do anything after, or not wanting to face your own thoughts, not wanting to be alone, that sort of thing. Could have done any of those, or more, but I got pulled back to sobriety by the underlying truth. That was sort of the rhythm of my week so far. And the fight actually started days ahead. You have to train to fight. And what they were was daily disciplines. What that is daily disciplines is kind of a jargon word or phrase for daily recentering actions that focus us on God. We decide every day that we pray and we read the Bible. Those are the two non-negotiables, and fasting too. Although I don't know many people who fast every single day and survive short of miracles. Some people might do. But yeah, the fight starts days ahead. So I'm talking about daily disciplines today. First off, before I get into it, I want to give credit to the more spiritually mature people who have given me these tips. There are people in my life, and I'm sure in your life too, who look up to maybe their peers or pastors or just role models in general. Those people in my life gave me these tips, and they're kind of like Paul was to the Philippians. Philippians 4:9. He said, Paul, this is Paul speaking of Philippians. that whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. It's kind of like if you're driving in heavy snow, you follow the tracks of a vehicle that went before you rather than trying to push against the snow and go some other way. You know, you don't drive misaligned from the tracks, and you might get stuck, you might get lost. Same thing with life. Look up to those people and pick up some of their day-to-day habits, people that you trust. So for me, that started when I was about 14. I didn't understand much about the Bible, but there's this guy, Shane. At 14, I'm pretty sure he understood more about it, more about God than I do now. But he would, every morning I noticed, we were on like a youth group trip, he would sing this song, We Fall Down by Chris Tomlin. Just kind of, you repeat mainly the same part of the song over and over again, but the lyrics are really powerful, and it just, it amazed me how much could fit into this section of music, and how impactful that is to be reminded of that much truth day to day, and throughout the day, really. So the lyrics go, we fall down, we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus, the greatness of mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. And there's a lot in there, you know, reminds you of bowing down to Jesus. There's humility there, letting go of your will and seeking God's will. Reminded that Jesus loves you. Super important. Jesus saved us from ourselves, gave us the freedom from sin, even while we were still sinners. And of course, holy, 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 that's the song in Revelation that the angels sing continually around God at his throne. So then you get an eternal perspective. You're looking forward to us being in eternity, you know, with in communion, direct communion with God, and the after this world, after this life is over. So as a 14-year-old, I was impacted by meditating on those truths throughout the day. Life was brighter. I felt more healthy, spiritually more free, and I could focus on God better. I actually had more of a desire to. And that was just that one song chorus there. To have that be the first thing I think about every morning, it's really just putting Philippians 4:8 into practice. It says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. So if it was those songs that were so impactful, you know, they were noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable. It's amazing how much more of all of that the actual word of God, the source of all that truth is. And that's why it's so astronomically important that we get that in us every single day and meditate on it throughout the day as well. It's life-changing results, really. So that when, you know, daily chaos is going to hit, it's your habit then to be reminded of that super impactful dose of truth. And truth is always going to win over the lies. Let it. But it has to be on call in your mind. So if you want to really seize life, truly live, you know, made alive by the blood of Jesus, we'll get to that later. But then we have to actually walk in that. You have to remember Matthew 4:4. This is when Jesus said, it's written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. So yeah, we live on the word of God, and the opposite of not living, you don't want to, the opposite of living, you don't want to do that. So definitely have the word of God always around you, and always be focused on it and meditating on it. Prayer is another big one. That's Philippians 4:6-7 is the verse I have for that. It's do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. I don't know about you, but I would love to have my heart and mind guarded in Christ Jesus from all the attacks of the enemy, you know, all the anxiety, all the lies of self-worth, everything. Prayer guards against that sort of thing. You just send it up to God. And, you know, I'm not saying, as far as clinical, there are some mental illnesses that do require medical attention, but I'm speaking more so about our daily vices that we encounter. But yeah, it transcends all understanding, and that's amazing. So prayer is definitely a non-negotiable one that you can't cut out. You need it daily to truly feel connected to God and be moving in the same direction that He is. Another one, that this one's actually one that I learned from Tony, the pastor here at Ablaze, if you're unfamiliar. That is to share the gospel with yourself daily. It affects everything. Really, that's the foundation of our faith. And it's kind of the habit of a lot of Christians, you know, to have that be the thing they hear when they become Christians, and then they don't really look at it in depth again. And that's kind of sad, because that's where all of our hope comes from. So you just have to focus on that and remember that every single morning. It's for me, that's one of the first things I do when I wake up. And I noticed a big change from the time when the time when I started doing that as a habit. So if you know, you're unfamiliar with the gospel, you know, I'm going to give you a rundown of it right now. But, you know, if you want to know more, feel free to speak with Tony or Nick about the details of this and, you know, how you might secure it if you feel led to. So the fact of the matter is the wages of sin, death. And everyone has sinned. Everyone has fallen short of the glory of God. So we all deserve death. But what happens is Jesus paid that fine for the sin that we commit and committed. So if we make Jesus Lord, the King of our lives, let Him lead, and eternal life is ours. And we have a clean slate. We're a new creation. New sin doesn't even stick, and we're eternally safe and secure. And reminding yourself of that every day as a Christian, it takes down the pride. You know who you are. You know how you got there. It wasn't you. It was God. Nothing that I did got me to be where I am here. Takes away shame. You know, sin doesn't stick. You're clean. Anxiety, you know, God's your judge now. Helps with stress, helps with entitlement, envy, kind of subsides. Everything really is in a better shape because your mind and you see who you are, you know, and you're right where you need to be mentally, which leads to immense freedom in life to walk in that. So because of that light that comes from sharing the gospel with yourself daily, being reminded of that freedom via the gospel, it's going to shed a new light on the daily disciplines. You know, sometimes that's a activity that has a lot of inertia tied to it. You know, our flesh doesn't always want spiritual things, often doesn't want spiritual things. So the gospel can help light that up, brighten it up, so that we might actually more often want to participate in those disciplines. Now, oftentimes it's just willpower. We'll sometimes have to just make ourselves do daily disciplines even when we don't want to, because some days are difficult. You know, we all know those days. Don't want to get out of bed, kind of grudgingly get up in a foul mood, just kind of drag yourself to work or school or wherever you need to go. You don't really feel like you want to take the time and the patience to sit down and actually pause life for a second to speak with God or to hear from God. But those are the days where we especially need to do daily disciplines, because that not wanting to, and if you just let yourself ignore that, you will enter into a cycle where the next day you also won't, because you're not steeped in truth. So yeah, another tip that you could use to really will yourself into a prayer time or Bible study is remembering that you'll never come away from one of those praying or studying the Bible wishing that you hadn't done it. As a Christian, I have never heard someone sit down and be like, they pray and then they get up and they're like, man, that prayer sucked. Like, I wish I hadn't prayed. That just doesn't happen. So, you always will appreciate it, even if you still don't feel great afterward, you will be improved. And keeping God close to you on tough days is extra important. So yeah, the other option beforehand, so that you don't end up in a cycle where you need to continually use willpower and end up daily willing yourself to do your daily disciplines, you might actually be more likely to just want to do them, is seeing every day as a new opportunity to see God move in a new way. Because a freshness of life that the gospel affords you, and the stars of days ahead, of course. This is the sharing the gospel with yourself daily. This is being steeped in truth, with like a bag of tea, you put it in the water and it kind of takes over the water. So you want to be taken over by the word of God. So the good news that should make you wake up enthusiastically, you should be expecting God. You should have joy in your heart. This is ideally. And you should kind of want to read the word to hear what God has for you that day. So just lean into that and embrace the freshness of life that God gives you. Of course, there are certain disciplines that we have to focus on every day, reading the Bible, praying. But that freshness could apply in a way where we don't necessarily need to do everything in our spiritual lives the same way every day. There are certain optional activities that we could add or adjust individually that allow us to be constantly reminded of truth throughout the day without triggering burnout, because we're all human and we can be burnt out on pretty much anything. So the non-adjustable ones, reading the Bible, I know for me, reading is cool, but a little bit, it takes me a bit of a while without any kind of structure. So for the structure, I use this thing called Daily Audio Bible, or DAB for short. It's on Spotify, like Apple Music, I guess. There's an app for it too in the App Store. And it's basically this guy just reading certain passages of the Bible each day for a year, and you get through the whole Bible in a year. So I've just been following along with that and listening so that I get a good pace and I get structure to my reading too. There's, of course, the good old hard copy Bible. There's even a rap Bible out there where you can get the Bible rapped to you if you're into that, which you might be. Some people like study Bibles. There are a bunch of different ones. Those just things to give you structure and maybe a reduce the amount of excuses that you can use for not reading at all. Of course, there's prayer. That's non-negotiable. Listen for God. Share the gospel with yourself daily. In addition, embrace the freshness of life. You can sing, dance, sing your prayers. Seeing God in nature is big for me, because I realize how big God is when I see how much more huge and amazing nature is. It's amazing. Talk to God about uplifting positives the minute you wake up. You know, remember your blessings. Can walk with God. Prayer walking is great. One thing that I've been doing, especially during COVID, is calling someone, but praying to God first that the conversation will be blessed, and that He'll use me in whatever way that He wants. And you really get a front row seat then to a bunch of crazy change that might be happening if God, you know, so wills. There was a time where I called my best friend. He was dealing with some issues with his fiance, and I was like, okay, I don't know what Chris needs to hear today, God, but whatever it is, you know, prepare me to speak into his life and bless him. And I called him, and there were scriptures that I was recalling that I didn't even know I had remembered. They were, must have been coming straight from God, but it was a beautiful time. And at the end, we were both praising God because we don't know, neither of us knew what happened, but we just both left so uplifted. So that could really change your outlook on your day, every day. Create with God. You can change up the setting where you do your daily disciplines. You have plenty of options of extra practices that can just continue to steep you in the Word of God and in His truth. That way you'll be continually starving your earthly side, you know, your flesh, so that maybe next time you'll be more likely to want to complete those non-negotiable disciplines. So I want to make a note to be careful, though, with your approach to willpower. You know, you can will yourself into it, but be careful how you think about doing that. You don't want to see daily disciplines as a means to improve yourself, or, you know, try to do them just to check off a good person box. It would be ideal if we all got to a place where we just want to live life, the full free life that Jesus bought us with God through the daily disciplines, the tools that He gives us to do that with. But the reality is God promised already to grow us. That's His job. You know, Philippians 1:6, being confident of this, He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. So we have to be confident of that. Trust that God's doing His job, and we don't need to do it for Him. That's in His wheelhouse. No sin sticks to us. We're clean. So now our responsibility is to dwell in that freedom. Just be attentive to the instructions that God gives you daily in His Word, what He teaches you through throughout your life. So instead of micromanaging your goodness level, you just want to focus on God Himself, and He'll work on you in His time. That's a promise. And that's through your daily walk and through your disciplines with Him. So just flip it the other way around. And that change, that promise, you know, that He will work on us through our disciplines, it makes us stand out. So that's getting to our sermon series for this semester, is being set apart. How do we look different? I think that it's through these disciplines that God changes us and affects us each day. If we, you know, don't talk to Him and don't let Him sort of rub off on us every day, then we won't be changed and we won't really appear very set apart. But if we're continually steeped in God's Word and it's on call, and we have that peace that passes understanding, that transcends all understanding, that just kind of exudes from us, people notice that, who we come into contact in the world. There is a lady at work who asked me if I was an angel or something, and I laughed because I'm like, if she even knew me like I know me, you know, she would know I'm not an angel or anything, but or, you know, maybe even do some of you and can compare y'all to me and be like, man, in comparison to the light that these people exude. But yeah, we we're different because of that peace and because of the purpose that the Word of God gives us and the joy that just kind of exudes from us due to that. So if you want that stuff to manifest and to show, then we got to use the daily disciplines and the daily time with God as the tool. And that way we become set apart through God. So be steeped in truth. We'll look different. Use the tools and stand out because of the resulting change and be set apart. Let's pray. God, thank you so much for this time and for the way that you just impact our hearts every time that we come into contact with you. And I just pray that as we go into the rest of the day, that we remember and meditate on your word and remember to pray to you, and that daily disciplines will become just a way of life for us, and that these things become habits so that we actually appear set apart in this world when we come into contact with people. I pray that more will come to know you through that. Amen.